Hey guys, awesome episode today. We talk about couples costumes on Halloween, a Snapchat relationship going too far, and a dude who doesn't want to be in a relationship. Check it out. Enjoy. Share with friends. Hello and welcome to the J Train podcast. This is J Train, Jared Free, coming to you live from Harlem, New York City. We're here every Tuesday and Friday with your emails, your stories, your questions. I say it every episode. I'll say it again. Thank you for listening. Thank you for telling a friend. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Very cool what's going on with this podcast. Every week we get bigger, and that's because of you, the listener. That's how podcasts work. You listen, you tell a friend. They listen. They tickle my nuts. You tickle their nuts. We all have each other's nuts in each other's hands. We're all feathering around. Then we got ads on here. You support the people who put ads on this show. They support the show. It all goes hand in hand because look it, a lot of podcasts come and go. I've been doing this a long time. Been on the podcast grind for a long while, and I've seen podcasts come, I've seen them go, I've seen them float in, float out, but J Train keeps pushing. That's because we've created a community, baby. That's right. You're part of the Feather Nation. The Feather Nation is all about using those feathers for good.
Feather those nuts.
That's right. So keep feathering. Keep telling a friend, a coworker, someone. Make it your Instagram story. That's a really great way to feather. That's the best way, in my opinion. Because when you put it on your Instagram story, people go, oh, what are they doing? What is that? We think no one's looking, but we're looking.
Feather those nuts.
That's right. We're looking. When you see someone, we all, you know, Instagram story is an interesting thing. Because we all see who watches our stories, and then you go, well, how much did they watch it? You know, was it down on the table while they looked up and they just let it run? Some people are doing that. Some people are looking at it tooth and comb. Some people are going, what's that? And then they click on it. So put it up, Instagram story. Make it a part of people's lives. They will look. They'll check it out. They'll say, well, what is that podcast you keep pushing? I'm very excited about today's guest. Super funny comic is OKP, a return.
Yeah, it is.
Great guest alert.
There we go. Derek Gaines, thank you for coming on.
Brethren, always cool to be on the snack bar of the J Train.
Yep. The snack bar.
Snack car, should I say.
The snack car
of the J Train.
Yes. We got, you know, Derek has a podcast, and we had Monroe on last episode. It is called No Need for Apologies. This is No Need for Apologies week here on the J Train podcast. If you could explain it, how would you explain the show? Monroe explained it, but we want you in your own way. And No Need for Apologies comes out every Sunday at 3:00,
yep.
Right after church.
Right after church. Got to shoot the shit right after church. This is when people are in the rawest, most cool form.
Yeah.
So me and the great, great Monroe Martin, we tackle all issues as people shooting the shit. So therefore, me and my best friend kind of just effortlessly, should I say, or seamlessly,
sure,
sit back and shoot the shit that's going on in this world from a unapologetic black view.
Okay.
So therefore, that's why we call
How's
it.
How's the unapologetic black view?
Because we say we don't really care about nobody's feelings.
No feelings.
Yeah.
Leave your feelings at the door.
Yeah, we don't care about your feelings and your weird, I'm offended stuff. Because me and
sure.
Ro both know, as friends and as comedians, that there's no real affliction when you're offended. I mean, you go home, wash that shit off, and you'd be good.
Yes.
I mean, you eat a sandwich or something. So we know what we're saying. It's all out of love. It's all out of fun.
Offended is kind of the most luxurious version of hurt.
Right? It's a very luxurious pain.
Yes.
Very luxurious pain.
I mean, it's interesting that you don't find... You know, people with no time don't get offended. It's always people with a lot of time on their hands.
J Train.
I'm just letting you know. You notice it. Oh, you just had a time to think about it. Listen, if I have when I have time, the mind goes to weird fucking places.
Yeah, man.
You start worrying about life. Head. Yeah, you don't know what, you know, am I doing the right thing? Am I doing? And, you know, these people, they're worried, you know, their worries are that other people are making them feel bad.
Uh-huh.
And I get it. Listen, we've all felt bad because of someone else. Like, the, you know, offense isn't an individualized thing.
Yeah.
We've all been offended in some way or another.
Yeah.
But some of us get offended and we go, how do I fix myself? How do I, you know, look at it in the 360-degree view.
Yeah.
Some people, they need someone else to hurt or lose something for them to be made whole.
Okay.
And that's a more dangerous thing to me.
That's very dangerous.
But I like that you, so no need for apologies every Sunday. Go sign up. Laughable is a great app. If you're out there and you don't use Laughable and you like listening to podcasts, download it now. It's a free app. You can subscribe to Derek Gaines, subscribe to him as a person, and then you can, you know, that will, you can be, see any podcast that Derek's been on. So you can see him on J Train, you can see him on No Need for Apologies. So at The Great Boy on Instagram, at Derek1Gaines on Twitter, go follow, go support. I'm very excited. Let's go, let's charge through emails.
Charge through. I'm with it.
Let's get it going.
Let's give some advice.
Shelby, are you ready?
Born ready.
Always. This one's a long one. They sent in a fucking novel.
Let's go.
I like this one. Planned a date while drunk.
Okay.
Do you drink ever, Derek?
Do not drink.
You don't drink?
Yeah.
Why is that?
Because I never did, and I saw all my friends fuck up in high school.
Sure.
And then my mother was like, yeah, you can go fuck up, or you can get good grades, and I get you shit. So I always went and just got shit.
Yeah.
I was like, y'all guys can have that. And then That just matriculated into college. Never really partied in college.
Sure.
I'm still always getting gifts and shit. And then I dropped out of college and started doing comedy. So, you know, and then watching everybody drink in comedy fucking up. I was like,
I drink.
Yeah. Not that, this is early comedy.
Sure,
now,
sure.
If you're a professional at drinking, if you know how to carry yourself as a drunk on stage, off stage, I respect it.
There's nothing worse than seeing someone that you're like, you should have drinking out of your life.
Yeah.
Because you can't tell them at when it's happening.
Yeah.
You can't, you don't, maybe you're not close enough with the person to tell them after it's happened.
Yeah.
You're like, what is, you know.
What's the over under? Like, you don't know how to approach. Because
that's the toughest thing with drinking.
Yeah.
You're an adult. Who am I to say? I don't know this person.
Yeah.
But, you know, what ends up happening is everyone else is talking about them behind their back.
Yeah.
And then you got, you know, now you're the drinking guy.
Yeah, he's a drinking guy.
It's a tough thing. Here's a feather to your sack, King of Haas.
Okay, cool.
This past weekend, I went to a lingerie party with my boys. And it's safe to say we were the life of the party. We were the only guys who dressed accordingly, bathrobes and boxer briefs. The girls at the party were fun, but we left a little earlier because the smell of pot was too fucking strong.
What?
That's a weird reason to leave. Doth protest too much.
Okay, I don't.
We took a lift to a water polo party. What is going? Where are they going to school?
You're losing me over and over.
Yeah. We took a lift to a water polo party with a girl we just met at the previous party. She and I had a good time and even almost got away with stealing a tequila bottle.
Okay.
We're no longer allowed to these parties. We exchanged information, class schedules, and agreed to meet Monday afternoon for dinner. Monday afternoon for dinner. This guy has a weird.
Monday afternoon for dinner. That's not dinner.
That's not dinner. This girl and I took separate lifts to my place and cooked a late night meal. We sat and talked and genuinely had a good time. I had a condom on me, but was not trying to rush anything. I had high hopes. Things went smoothly, to say the least. Here's the problem. I'm an engineering major involved in school. The idea of being in a relationship sounds great, but I don't want my grades to suffer. Also, she's a 779. Any advice?
She's a what?
So we have there's a lot going on here.
Okay, cool. Break it down.
We have a rating system here in the podcast. Face, body, personality. Guys or girls can use it.
Okay, cool.
So he's saying she's a 779.
Okay.
Okay. Then he says that he went and had this great dinner with her, but he doesn't want a relationship. Dude, this is what dudes do a lot of times.
Okay.
We get so far ahead of ourselves.
Yes.
That we sound like egomaniacal assholes.
Preach, nigga.
Right?
I'm just saying, J Train. Yeah. Why?
Like, even this email makes no sense to me.
No, not at all.
Dude, you went on one fucking date.
It sounded like 4 years went by in that fucking email. It's like, what are you doing? Slow down.
Slow it up.
One dinner.
Also, your time isn't that important. You're going to do fine.
Yeah. Yeah.
You're going to do well in school if you want to, and you're going to have friends.
Yeah.
And here's the thing. We all have a pie chart of time in a day.
Yeah.
We split it up accordingly, okay? Yeah. And it, you know, part of it's work, part of it's play, part of it's family.
Word.
And that pie chart doesn't stay as one thing. It shifts.
Yeah.
Some weeks it's all work. Some weeks it's all friends. Some weeks it's even amongst friends, family, and work.
Word.
Thanksgiving week, it's all family. So this is, it changes. And it changes based on what you want to do. So when you say to someone right up front, I don't want to be in a relationship right now after one date, it makes it sound like, it makes it sound like you think way so highly of your own time that no one else has a graph of their own.
Yeah, that's three words. Get over yourself. What
yeah.
is that? Get over yourself. Class. So he's, I guess he just, it sounds like he just stopped being a teenager.
Yeah.
So yeah, so it's like, dude, really?
Don't get into this way of life, because there's a lot of people like this where they're like, well, I got this going on, that going on. It's like, yeah, because then people are like, I don't want to be around that fucking person. Because now you're always the person that's like complaining about their time as if no one else has. Everyone is shifting and shifting that graph.
Yeah.
Everyone.
Absolutely.
JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. So my advice is, let it fucking happen. Yeah. Either go on next time, hey, well, I'm out. Let's go hang out.
Yeah.
You don't have to do a dinner day where you're fucking, you know.
What are you taking a dinner where he's treating this special? Was the dinner, was it three forks and a big two glasses, or was it just like, was it like Applebee's or some shit like that? Like, you don't know.
Yeah, we don't. And also, sometimes he has the condom in his pocket. You can't, it sounds like what he did, and it's a young guy move where you think effort means sex.
Yeah.
Ha! So, just, you know, there's times I've had sex with via no effort. And I've had sex via a lot of effort. It has nothing to do with the effort.
Yeah.
It had to do with the dance of me and this person.
Yeah.
So for this guy, he's like, well, we had the big dinner. I had the condom just in case. That's time.
That's funny.
Time equals this. And it's like, no, time does not equal pussy.
I carry condoms like my AA coin now.
Yeah.
Because I'd be scared, you know, because I've fucked raw and made it out so many times.
Oh, dude.
So now I carry that as I'm a survivor. Because you got to keep this dangerous out there, boy.
You go raw?
I have. I don't do it anymore. But yeah, I go, who? Like, there's a lot of, because it's dangerous out there.
I don't have the mental fortitude.
It's risky.
Yeah.
It's too risky. So I hold the condom as you're a survivor. So I use it as an AA coin. He uses it because he's a young man planning on something like that. I'm telling you, when you plan for sex, it never happens. That's what I've learned. I've gone on so many cruises and island vacations, only thinking of pussy instead of enjoying myself,
and you,
that I never enjoy myself.
You end up not having a good, and that's what he's doing. He's saying, well, A plus B equals pussy. And it's like, that's not how it works.
He's putting it up front. And
that's
like, dude, get to know the chick. I'm telling you.
Go get to know her. And also, like, and he's doing that with his time. He's like, well, I will fashion this amount of time towards this girl. And it's like, dude, hang out again if you want to hang out and you had fun.
Hey, man, you could be calculated all you want, but remember, a calculator is square. Square-ass motherfucker.
Wow.
Yeah.
I'm just saying. Your line?
That's my line. I just made it up.
That's a great line. I like that.
Yeah.
JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. What's up, Papa JT? Lady listener.
JTrain, you got coaches?
Feathering all the way from the ass crack of South Mississippi.
To the gooch, to the ass crack.
I'll get right down to it. My boyfriend and I have been together for about a year and a half now. About 4 months ago, he told me that a girl we both went to school with sent him a video on Snapchat of her, lip-syncing timeless classic Sex With Me by Rihanna. Okay, that sounds like a very sexy song.
Oh, Rihanna's sexy. She exudes it. She's
Rihanna,
the pinnacle.
Rihanna is sex.
She is. Absolutely. She's walking sex.
So this girl has a boyfriend where another girl sent him a video of her lip syncing the timeless classic Sex With Me by Rihanna. He said he thought it was weird and immediately took her off his friends list, which was a relief to me because she was obviously hinting at something. I think we all agree.
Yeah. Yeah.
Fast forward to a month ago. Is this a song?
Yeah. Rihanna is cheerleading her own body so well. You believe it. You go.
Oh, my God. She literally sent him a song of her lip syncing. Sex with me is so amazing.
That's the opening line.
That's so. The only hint that we need.
When he has a girl? Oh, yeah. That's battle words right there.
All right, let's go. Fast forward to a month ago, we were hanging out, and he asked me to plug his phone in for him. I picked it up and saw in his notifications that he had a Snapchat from the same girl.
Ooh.
This confused me. Oh, well, this mystifies me.
Yeah.
Because he said he had deleted her. So I asked him about it, and he got very defensive.
Okay.
He said she had added him back a couple days earlier, and he hadn't responded to anything she sent him.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not someone who likes to fight, so I just told him to block her account, and we would move past it. Fast forward again to last weekend. We had gone out that night with friends and come back to the house to watch a movie. He was asleep, but I wanted to look at his Snapchat to watch a story that had been posted by one of our friends who was out with us that night. That's a little fucked up. Come on.
Hey, miss, it sounded like your relationship a little drafty.
Yeah.
Got closed the window. That nigga got windows open all over the house. Just letting shit creep in.
Yeah.
She chilly with confusion.
But I wanted to look at the Snapchat to watch the story.
Motherfucker creeping.
Yeah, come on. Don't lie to us. You don't have to lie to us.
She creeping. That nigga creeping. I'm
yeah.
Fine.
A story that's been posted by one of her friends. That wouldn't hold up in a court of law.
No. That's so funny.
I opened the app and lo and behold, he had a Snapchat from that girl. That's what you went to look for. Of course you went and found that.
Chachi!
Not only that, she was on his best friends list. I couldn't help myself, so I opened the Snapchat, and honestly, it didn't look flirty in any way. But at this point, he's claimed to have blocked and deleted her two different times, and he's been flirty in the past.
She fast-forwarded the story like three times, didn't she?
She's done some fast-forward.
Oh, yeah, man.
I woke him up and confronted him, and again, he got defensive. Why are you going through my phone? You're being crazy. This is bullshit. He said I had nothing to be worried about and that they were just friends, which is a completely different answer than he had heard the past two times. Yeah, now they're friends. Yeah. A couple of fun videos, and now they're friends.
Now they're homies. Well, if she friends
since
the enemy.
Since when are they friends? I'm not sure what to make of this whole situation or how I should feel since I saw one of her messages with my eyes and it wasn't a big deal. Do I allow him to carry on even though she's been flirty with him in the past? In desperate need of your wise ways. P.S. Huge fan of the podcast. Been a listener since the TFM days. It's cool to see how far you've come. Forgot to mention, this girl and I look very similar. I've attached two examples. So this is her. This is me. This is her. This is me. They're both.
Face smash.
So here, let's all congregate. This is her. This is me.
Do it again. That's her. This is the girlfriend.
This is the emailer, yeah.
That's the girlfriend.
I like that she sent flattering pictures of her.
Herself. She sent amazing pictures of herself.
And the other ones of her, like, from the 90s. Yeah, the girl that she's in question are, like, all, like, blurry. Kind of. They're both cute. They're both... Very, they do look a very similar-ish.
But the emailer has HD pictures.
I mean, the last one where this is the hottest picture.
Look at the lighting and on that pool shot. That's a pool shot with perfect lighting. That girl.
That was someone with a Lumi. You know, the big round Hollywood.
She had a photographer that shot checking for light.
So what do you think? What should she do?
I think if she really likes this dude.
Yeah.
She should give him an ultimatum because when you flirt, that door is cracked. That door is cracked. And then it just starts, creeps open.
Here's the thing. She's like, well, we look so alike. No, well, you're not. You're two different people.
Two different people.
And guys just want different. It doesn't matter that you look alike. It has nothing to do with the, you know, oh, well, she's blonde and I'm blonde, so we must be.
No,
he's definitely into her. No, that's not. She could be green and it just. She, you know, it doesn't matter.
Yeah, man.
So I do think he's been flirting back with her.
Yeah, I think
he's
so too.
Enjoying the intention.
I think he does.
It's new, and he's saying, you know, there's a thing with relationship guys of do I still got it?
Yeah.
And it could be as small as that. He could be going, yeah, it's nothing to me to just like, you know, because this girl's after him.
Mm-hmm.
She sent him the video lip syncing.
Yeah, it's not his.
And I'm sure that first video wasn't the first time they've ever messaged. I'm sure the first time he goes, look how weird this is. Anytime a guy goes, look at, can you believe? Anytime a guy looks dumbfounded, it's happened 700 other times.
Yeah, word.
Yeah.
Word.
Can you look at? He was probably afraid he got caught. He probably thought you saw the video out of the corner of your eye, and he was just trying to save it by going, look how weird. Look, this is out of nowhere.
Can't even believe it?
Yo, we know this girl from your school, don't we?
Yeah.
When he's masturbated to her 7,000 times.
Yeah, dumbfounded means playing dumbfounded.
Yes. So what do you think? So she's gonna approach him and be like,
if she's really made friends with her, then she's gonna be sadly mistaken.
The title of her email is my boyfriend cheating or am I being ridiculous? I don't think both can be not true.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't think he's cheating. But I don't think you're being ridiculous.
But I think it's a gray area on both. I think it's a weird.
Yeah.
She's really treading weird waters. If you befriend the girl sending the Snapchats with sex is so amazing, or you keep letting dude keep flirting with the girl because flirts turn into fucking. It happens.
Yeah.
It happens.
To me it sounds like a dude who's like, I'll take the free oomph of adrenaline that comes with this person messaging me.
All right.
And if this relationship ends, don't be surprised if that's my next fuck. That's the thing.
Okay.
So
he's setting reservations.
It seems like.
Making reservations. That's what it sounds like. It sounds like you're making reservations.
I call it the hookup alley-oop, but making reservations totally makes sense as well. Where it's like, at some point, he's going to slam that chick down. And so I think you need to go to him and be like, hey, I keep seeing this person pop up. If you're friends with them, how come you don't go to lunch? How come you don't hang out? I know you're not friends. I know it's nice that she's cute. She looks like me, so we know she's cute. Yeah. I know that you like that, you know, you're getting attention. But I can't live in a world where I have to keep wondering if this person giving you attention is going to be the person you're going to leave me for.
Miss, listen to what I'm saying, sweetheart. She didn't Snapchat him a gospel song.
No, she did not.
The first line of that song, sex with me, not you, could be amazing.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? So what does that say to you? I'm just saying, you don't have to read in between the lines. That's how upfront Rihanna is.
JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com.
JTrain.
Here with Derek Gaines at The Great Boy on Instagram. Go follow. No need for apology. Every Sunday, 3:30, 3 o'clock. Go check it out. Halloween help.
All right, let's go.
Do you dress up for Halloween?
Do not, and I've been called a douche by a lot of people we know. The Becky Ass fans as well. Shout out to Becky. I love Becky.
Yeah.
But she calls me a douche every year because I just dress as a better version of myself. So basically what I do, I just buy a new outfit.
Okay.
And just walk
around. And then you walk around.
And they be like, what are you supposed to be? I'll be
like
a better me.
Douche.
Better me?
Better me.
A better version of myself.
It's a great idea for a costume for someone who doesn't want to dress up.
Yeah. Because I don't really dress up. But we all hit the parties because the parties are always nuts.
Fun.
Yeah.
Omelet Overlord, Wizard of Weddings, Climax Czar, please help me.
Okay, cool.
I'm in my first serious relationship, and we are spending our first Halloween together in 2 weeks.
Okay.
She wrote in a couple days ago. I've usually planned out costumes for myself in the past, but procrastinated until the last minute and gone with something slutty because I'm hot, and honestly, it's easy. But here's the issue. I don't know if it's socially acceptable to do a couple's Halloween costume in 2018. Is it socially acceptable to do a couple Halloween costume in 2018? Example, Adam and Eve, Cosmo and Wanda, Sandy and Danny, you get it. I've looked at Pinterest and I cannot find anything that's creative and not tacky cheesy. We want to do something that shows off our hot fitness bods, but not complete animals. What do you think? Do you have any issue, or should we dress individually? I hope your esteemed guest can help me out. What do we think?
What
do you think of the couple costume?
I think it's good for the both of them if they're in a relationship. Because I've hooked up with mad chicks on Halloween because
sure.
the way they look.
Big hookup night. Everyone, it's a free opportunity. to live a better version of yourself, to live a more, an extra version of yourself. Yes, of course.
So if y'all in a relationship and y'all really in a relationship, yeah, y'all should dress like each other. Let people know that y'all are in this together. And y'all are fun. Like, people that are, couples that don't go to parties together, that's kind of weird. You should probably be social, but together. I think that's healthy.
It's healthy. She's kind of wondering, I think part of her question is like, do we look like that couple? Like, are other, is everyone rolling their eyes at us?
But every couple's that couple because y'all couple to single motherfucker. Like, we all go out.
Everyone's rolling their eyes at something until it's them, and then it's me, and it doesn't matter.
But my question to you is, sweetheart, are you that couple? But it's Halloween. Everybody's that something.
True.
So, yeah.
I think it works when it's natural.
Boom.
I can't tell you what, you know, you're already looking on, do you want a couple costume? Because he was like, we should do something together. And you were like, yes, that would be fun. And then you were like, what if we did this? And you had an idea together. That's fun.
Yeah.
This, to me, sounds like you're pushing too hard.
Yeah, it sounds like she's really forcing it.
She's forcing it because she's on Pinterest.
First of all, it's Halloween.
I like to dress up. I usually dress up as something that a toddler could recognize.
Okay.
So I usually dress up as like, I've been like a what's it called? A pea pod.
Okay.
A squirrel.
Squirrel.
I was going to say the squirrel was a big hit.
Squirrel was a hit, right? A lion. I was a squirrel with a big tail.
Oh, just so regular animals.
Regular toddler-ish costumes.
Word.
I love doing that, but I think because I just think it's fun, and also it looks funny to see someone in like a very simple costume on stage complaining, like a lion complaining about dating. So I think for her, the couple costumes that seem, that are eye-roll-ish are the ones that have no mess to them. And what I mean by that is like, it doesn't seem like the couple, like, it feels like the couple went to a store and just picked it up.
Yeah, man, put some thought into it.
You know, so I need it to be like natural and together. To me, if I'm this girl and she writes, I'm in my first serious relationship. You should fucking blow the doors off of a surprise costume for the boyfriend.
Yeah.
Like, that is hot to me. If I was the boyfriend and I was like, oh, man, because we're sitting here talking, you were saying Halloween's a big hookup night. You have to show him why
I shouldn't go hook up with a bunch of chicks dressed like Chung Lee with their titties out or whatever.
You have to be the distraction from the other things on Halloween that are out there, because it's as far as relationship guys concerned, it's a big night of being like, did I fuck up?
She has to be the distraction to the distraction.
Exactly. So to me, where she's like, I got a hot pot, I want to be slutty, something, I would put thought and effort and I would ask him to do the same. I think you should both put in thought and effort and surprise each other. That's a fun couple's costume when it's for your partner.
Yeah, because then, and not for the party.
Exactly. So when it's for your partner, you're like, you know, you're dressing up. You're like, oh, this will be sexy for them. It is. You've put thought into getting them
and just
hard or wet.
And
that's
then get
fun.
Fucking be a controversial couple. I presume they're white. But if you go without blackface, if I was at a party and her man showed up as Ike and Tina without the blackface, or Bobby and Whitney without the blackface,
you don't need the blackface.
I'd be like, well, goddamn.
You did it.
And I wouldn't think that's that couple. I'd be like, that is some funny shit.
Yeah.
If they was if they came in as Justin and Brittany when she cheated, type shit. Or like
bald head.
I'll be like,
I'm Brittany this era. I'm Justin this era.
Dope.
That's fun. I think there's two options. It's funny or sexy.
Yeah.
It's one or the other.
That's Halloween. Well, that's Halloween. It's either funny or sexy.
Funny or sexy.
So, or scary to whoever.
Yeah.
Yeah, whatever.
The standard scary.
Because I've learned that nerds and the crazy, them high school, them emo motherfuckers, remember high school?
Yeah.
They do Halloween to scare.
Yes, they do.
We do Halloween to see
fun,
it's fun and sexy. That's all it is.
I think to her, I think it's interesting. Like, if you're in a relationship, it's fun. You should be dressing for the partner.
Yeah.
Guy or girl. Get them wet, get them hard. Like, that's a fun, because now the night of distract, just like you said, the night of distractions, becomes you're the distraction from like, wow, I've never seen you in this light before.
Yeah.
I've never had this type. And that's when shit gets weird and fun. And
go for the stunts. If it's your first new relationship, you better go for the stunts, girl.
Shelby, are you a dress-up person? Do you dress up wrong?
Can't remember the last time I did a Halloween.
Never.
See that? A lot of people don't do this shit no more, bro.
J-Train Podcast at gmail.com. J-Train Podcast
J-train.
At gmail.com. Let's do a hypothetical. Okay, this person writes that Meghan Markle's having a kid. That is Prince Harry's wife, right, Shelby?
It is. Just got married, I believe, in May, maybe?
And now they're pregnant. Okay. So you get the choice. You restart your own life. So everything you now know, you know, and go back and start from baby.
Ooh, okay.
So you have free choice, free will. Or you get to start over as Meghan Markle's kid.
Wow.
So life of a prince versus your own life with full choice and autonomy.
Well, let's break this down because he's a prince, she's a duchess. So what the fuck would that make me? I mean, I'm in royalty, but
you're
that's lower
heir,
on the ladder.
You're heir, you are royalty.
Okay.
But you have to, I would imagine as the kid of a prince, your life is already kind of plotted out for you.
Plotted out.
So you, but you do have your fucking prince's son.
So the first one, you know, you're back to a baby, but you know everything you've learned.
But you have all the memories you have right now.
Mm-hmm.
So you could basically like, you could go through points
you
in your life.
Reroute
your whole life. But you're not a prince.
Yeah.
You could reroute your whole life and end up in shittier place. Prince, you know where you end up.
Yeah.
You pretty much know you wake up a prince, you die a prince.
Yeah.
Everything in between, you're in castles, you have to go to different events and stuff. But with your own memories, you're just you.
I think I'm going to say I'm 80-20
on that.
It's
like upside potential. Do you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Prince, you have, there's no upside potential.
Mm-hmm.
That's just what it is. Come back as you. You could have the best version of your life.
Yeah.
Or it could be bad.
I think I'll take the first one. That whole prince shit, yeah. But you know, if I knew everything, I'd know. Like, because I can remember times I lost money when I didn't have to.
Yeah.
So if I can go back to that, that's one. Two, some of the times me and my mom fought, I can clean them
sure.
up.
Sure.
Me and times me and my homies fought, I clean it up. Girls I missed out fucking because I was somewhere where I should, like, I could go, oh, I should hang this right.
Yeah.
Or hang this left. And she'll be right there going, oh, because there's a lot of playback. I go, I should have slept with that girl. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
So if I knew everything and go, wait a minute, I recognize this moment.
Mm.
I should say this instead of saying that dumb shit I said the first time.
Yeah.
First time around. So I'd rather do the first thing.
Yeah, I think I'm with you. I think I got to go back. Because the prince, while that's nice, that is also like, to me, that's the option of like, it's kind
shit,
of a
I
would have
started comedy at 15.
Kind of a boring option.
But wait, like, you like your life now, Jared.
Yeah, I'm okay with things.
But you had to, like, you're selling insurance and stuff?
Sure.
And really grinding away? What if you had to do that in the whole cosmic scheme of things to...
Well, this is what I'm saying. What if I made a choice different? Like, I go back and now...
Like, I've moved a lot in my life,
sure.
And then I think, like, wait, if I had never moved from Portland, Oregon, I was 12, I'd be so different. If I hadn't moved from St. Louis at 17, I would not be in New York City.
But did you move there because family moved? So you didn't really have control. You couldn't look at them and go, well, I'm not moving.
Yeah.
Or even decisions I've made since I moved to New York.
Sure.
Weird things that I would not have met people I would still like to have met. I wouldn't have done.
Well, you would have the choice at that juncture to be like, I don't want to, I will go a different way.
But yeah, I think like it's tough.
Butterfly effect, man.
Yeah, because you're going to fuck up something.
You'll fuck up again.
Yeah. Your nose is going to bleed.
What do you think?
Something's going to be...
Prince
that movie was crazy. He never
Prince
won.
Prince or the redo?
I would do redo.
Okay. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com.
Reduce.
JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. NFL cheerleader. Love the pod. Try to pass it to everyone. Your ear feathering deserves only the gentles of nut feathering in return. Think cool breeze over sweaty balls. Thank you. Anyways, the situation. Went out to a bar last week because a buddy asked me to wingman for a group of girls he invited.
Okay.
Four girls to three dudes.
Okay.
I go just to help him out, but had a decent conversation with one of the girls prior to blacking out.
Okay.
Okay. I remember her telling me she's a cheerleader of an NFL team.
Okay.
My dad would murder me for an opportunity like that.
Mm-hmm.
But I got blacked out anyways and had a great time just being an idiot. I woke the next morning to vague memories of meeting her at the bar, but brushed it off as out of my league. I went to hit up the brunch text and saw I got her number and texted her a bit. I was just bullshit text and I passed out. I sent her a text the following morning saying I had a blast with them and got something along the lines of us two, y'all are fun people, and I left it there. My question is, do you believe in out of my league or is it all bullshit? If it's bullshit, what should I do with this situation?
So he says...
He believes that she's out of his league.
All right.
Does that exist?
That's a no-no right there.
Doesn't exist.
And I learned that from my homies.
Okay.
Yeah, so that's a no-no right there.
How'd you learn that from your homies?
Because there's no such thing as out of league. I mean, it's just like you should never feel lower than anybody.
Yeah.
It's an intimidation. Yeah, you intimidated me.
Sure.
You should always go, I'm equal to this person. They take the shit. They take shit same way as I do.
They take shits. They blow their nose.
Same thing. I mean, they're prettier. They're a little bit prettier about it.
Sure.
But if your game is tight, Reggie Conquest, you can get him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think you're right. I don't think the out of your league. The league is built in your own head.
Oh,
we don't know what people's leagues are.
Yeah.
You're looking at the world through your version of leagues. Yeah. I've said this on this podcast. There's people masturbating to feet. You don't know what the fuck people are into.
Word. Jack.
You don't know what people are into. You don't know their fucking shit. You don't know what gets them off, what gets them going. So maybe she looked at you and she goes, wow, that's my foot. I'm into this. So my thing to this guy is let people deal with their own league.
Yeah.
Let people create their own leagues. Let it up to them. So it is not up to you to create someone else's version of leagues.
Yeah.
I have this, you know, like in my past, I've always said that I'm into curvy girls. I like a curvy girl.
Me too.
So sometimes when you go with a curvy girl, they have their own shit built up because of insecurities that they have.
Yeah.
That they think that like they all become super defensive when you approach them. They'll put up this whole shield of like kind of being mean.
Of course,
because they think that you're not coming with like good intentions.
Yeah,
and that's because of years of their own shit.
Mm-hmm.
That's not because of you. That's them putting their leagues in your head.
Yeah.
So you should go and text her and say, hey, we had a great time. Let's do drinks this week.
Boom. Every girl loves drinks.
Realize if you... here's the thing. With this situation, with hot chicks, hot dudes, whoever you think is out of your league, the minute you bring up the leagues is the minute that you've ruined everything.
Yeah. You put that idea... You can't... I've learned through years. This is just me learning through years. Because I've punked out. Don't
sure.
get me wrong.
We've all been there.
I've punked out in front of the baddest bitch in the room. And couldn't say shit because I thought she was out of my league.
Yes.
And I'll say that I'm one of the guys that's always said that. But just recently, I was like, what the fuck is that?
Doesn't matter.
Yeah.
And what ruins it is if you go, man, you're so hot. Like, saying that stuff ruins it because they go, oh, I guess I shouldn't be here.
Yeah.
And then you end up fucking yourself. All you have to do, hey, that was a fun time too. Let's do drinks next Tuesday.
Say it
power
with your chest.
Move.
Just say it with your chest. Yeah. Power moves. Be man forward. Girls like when a woman is still kind of man forward. Oh, because she knows what she looks like. She's in the mirror.
Yeah.
But if you act like
but
you
she's
don't
got her own
really
insecurities.
Care, oh, yeah, you good.
She has her own insecurities. If you go in being like, yeah, I'm the man. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. Derek Gaines at The Great Boy on Instagram. No need for apologies. It's the podcast. We are sponsored, people.
Word.
Love this sponsor. HelloFresh. HelloFresh is a meal kit delivery service that shops, plans, and delivers step-by-step recipes and pre-measured ingredients so you can just cook, eat, and enjoy. Oh. Listen, I love HelloFresh, okay? They sent me a trial, and it is delicious.
It's good.
Unreal. Here's the thing. There's something for everyone with HelloFreshes. They have three plans to choose from.
Okay.
Classic, veggie, and family.
Okay.
Each box is made up of fresh, responsibly obtained ingredients from carefully selected farms and high-rated trusted sources.
Uh-huh.
Rediscover the excitement of cooking. You look forward to your HelloFresh delivery knowing dinner just got that much easier. You don't have to decide what will we eat. What will we eat? Let HelloFresh do that thinking for you.
Mm-hmm.
HelloFresh believes cooking should be simple and convenient, not a chore. All the ingredients come pre-measured in handy labeled meal kits so you know which ingredients go with which recipe. Everything is easy. It's so simple, but you're also in charge of it. You can put a little less of something, a little more of something.
Yeah.
It's really great. There are many benefits to subscribing so you can enjoy HelloFresh week after week.
That's so funny.
Spend less time meal planning and grocery shopping each week and get that time back to do more of what you love.
That meal plan sounds like a phone plan. It's so funny.
Dude, it's so great. Here's why I love HelloFresh.
Okay.
There's so few times in your life that you have a beginning, middle, and end to a project.
Okay.
That's the depressing part of when you graduate college is that, you in college, they give you the material, you study the material, you get the test, you get the grade. With HelloFresh, you get to have that bow moment.
Okay.
Where you get the materials, you put them all together, you have a podcast on in the background, and then you get the results, you take a picture, you send it to your friends, and you let them know you just cooked a great meal.
Word.
You get to put the bow on things. And listen, it's depressing. Life is depressing.
It can be.
The idea that everything just doesn't end is very depressing. So with HelloFresh, take that moment. It's like, you make the bed, and then you get into the freshly made bed. How good that feels. You accomplish something.
It's a nice feel.
This is the same thing with HelloFresh. You get the ingredients. You put them all together. You take the picture. You did it. You eat the food.
Word.
So, listen. I'm going to give you some free money. Okay? Here you go. You're going to go, and you're going to get a total of $60 off. $20 off your first three boxes at HelloFresh.com/JTrain60. Because you're getting a total of $60 off. So it's HelloFresh.com/JTrain60. Promo code JTrain60. That's HelloFresh.com/JTrain60. Enter promo code JTrain60. Let me say it one more time. HelloFresh.com/JTrain60. Enter promo code JTrain60. Okay? It's like receiving six meals free or up to 50% off three boxes. You're
good
getting
deal.
So listen. $20 off your first three boxes. It's a fucking great deal. It's an amazing deal.
HelloFresh. I like it. So if
and it's delicious
apron is
and
what
great.
Blue Apron is, HelloFresh is like right next to it or like above it.
This is the best.
Indeed.
HelloFresh. Okay? They're the best, and you got to get them. And send me the picture of what you made because right. They got great recipes.
I like that
every
they pick
week.
The ingredients from like top-notch farms and shit. That's pretty fly.
They got it's stuff you wouldn't have gotten.
Yeah.
When you go to the store, you're getting pasta and a little chicken. This is all the fixins.
Yeah.
HelloFresh.com/JTrain60. Promo code JTrain60. Need help trimming the fat. Mm-hmm. Speaking of food and cooking. Ready? How much time we got? We got time for one more email?
We do.
One more email.
JTrain, love your work. Could use your wisdom with this one. I've gotten my boyfriend in your podcast, and he's agreed to let me write in on his behalf.
Okay.
My boyfriend has acquaintance in his life that needs to back off. He's a former coworker, and they never had a deep relationship or anything. They haven't worked together for at least a year. My boyfriend only ever hung out with him from time to time because this guy would ask him to constantly. My boyfriend has decided he doesn't want this guy in his life. He's not a really good dude, and my boyfriend doesn't want or need to be affiliated with the weird shit he pulls. But he's very aggressive, roid ragey person, and he's not taking the hint from my boyfriend subtly pulling away. It's not clear that my boyfriend can't just ignore this and hope he goes away quietly. I guess my question is, what's the best way to end a friendship? This guy clearly thought they were best buds, which is awkward, and he doesn't seem to have many friends. But his aggressive attitude makes me nervous about what he could do when he gets angry. What's the least shitty way to dump a person from your life when they can't seem to take the hint? What do you think?
Sounds like my man's friend is Jason Voorhees. Like, this don't sound good at all.
This sounds bad.
Like, an aggressive male stalker type? Is that basically what I'm hearing?
Well, the answers to these are usually in the email. Like, why didn't he write it?
Yeah.
So, you know, I don't want to say anything. Like, this girl seems nice. I'm sure the boyfriend's nice. But he is obviously not giving a strong blockade, if you know what I mean. Does that make sense? Like, he has to have the girlfriend write into me. Dude, you could have written into me. So that says something to me about how you're dealing with this guy. You need to say to him, hey, man, not free tonight. No maybes. Can't hang out. Sorry. Why not? I got other shit going on. I already had a plan.
Mm-hmm.
You have to be more, you're being too passive and not up front.
Yeah.
So you have to take the maybes and the ignoring and all the easy way outs that you're probably taking that include having your girlfriend write into me. You have to stop taking those easy roads and start taking the harder ones, the ones that hurt a bit. And listen, I do understand if she's like, he's dangerous. You know, listen, obviously, if this person's dangerous, then you need to get, like, you know, police involved and restraining orders involved. You know, that's a different story.
Yeah,
I'm saying if this guy, the worst thing in the world is when someone half denies you.
Mm-hmm.
That's with the relationships. That's with friendships. So when this guy says, hey, what are you doing Saturday? I'm busy, man. That's it.
I'm busy, bro. Yeah.
Don't not answer. When you not answer, then he gets to invent the reality in his own brain.
Yeah, when you invent a reality, that shit can go bad sometimes.
It can go bad because that's why he thinks he's your best friend.
Yeah.
That's why, you know, he doesn't know he's not your best friend because you have not told him he's not.
Yeah. Yeah. You let your wife answer the door when the city's under investigation? Remember that? Chief Gordon said that on Batman. Dude, you're going to have to fight Bane sometime. You're going to come out and have to fight Bane yourself.
Yeah.
Can't have your woman sending emails trying to figure out the answer, bro. You a man.
So listen. He's got to go, and he's got to be a man and got to go, hey man, dude, I'm busy.
Busy.
Not tonight. And the more busies you get, the more you get away from zone because they go, I'm going to stop trying. No, I'm not hanging.
Yeah. And if he's really still pressing, then you got to get a restraining order. But, yeah, man, you got to be like, dude, I know what you thought, but it ain't that. Make sure you're on a public place because he might want to tighten his fist up. You know, people get weird.
Yeah.
And be like, yeah, man, I don't think this is what you thought. Me and my, you know, whatever. But it's like you're a little too aggressive. It's kind of annoying. Whatever you
got
to say.
I'm busy. I got plans.
But
my
I'm busy that the
shit.
Quick text is dope. Because, you know, if you're very swift with the text, hopefully he'll get the point. Oh, he ain't fucking with me like that.
Yeah. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. Let's do some news. Shelby, what do you got?
We do a lot of news about being in long-term relationships. A lot of news about marriage. I mean, emails.
Yes.
A lot of should I, shouldn't I. A lot of that. But a woman in Italia.
Okay.
Decided to solve this problem for herself.
Okay.
By marrying herself.
She married herself.
I think I saw this one.
Yeah, this has been out there a little bit. How do you marry yourself?
What's her name? Laura Messi, a 40-year-old fitness trainer.
Oh, man.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
She ended a 12-year relationship 2 years ago, so when she was 38, and told her friends and family that if she had not found her soulmate by her 40th birthday, she would marry herself.
See, this to me is just a wraparound of getting people to fucking give you attention.
Yep.
Like, here's the problem with what's going on with marriage is that there's more, and I said this before, and I know I get some bad back. There's more for women to gain.
Yep.
The adoration. When you get engaged, when a dude gets engaged, his friends look at him and go, cool. That's it. When a woman gets engaged, They get a party. They get pictures. They get, you know, five women who serve her. Right?
Yeah.
And this girl, she's 40, and she's probably been to all these weddings. I know it's in Italy, but I'm saying it, we live in a time and age where I'm like, this kind of makes sense.
Okay.
She's like, it's my turn. I want people to come to my fucking party. So she's like, she doesn't care about the shame of marrying herself as much as she cares about all the shit she hasn't gotten yet.
But that's the problem.
Exactly.
But that's the biggest problem. You being able to put shame, what is that? That's like edified masturbation. That's weird.
It's absolutely weird.
That's so fucking weird.
But she doesn't even care about the weirdness. To her, she's like...
She's worried about the title or yeah. just the societal stat.
Did she have a wedding?
She said, if one day I find a man with whom I can plan a future, I'll be happy, but my happiness does not depend on him.
Boo, yeah, well, boo, boo, boo.
This is also one of those things that guys hear and they're like, crazy alert. You know, the girls that go, I don't need a man to be happy. I don't need anybody. And you're like, okay, you're a little bit too loud with this whole fucking thing.
Yeah.
We don't believe you.
Yeah, when you that loud with it, you usually don't mean it.
Oh, no. You're like, oh,
that's usually
okay.
The same thing. The tough guy, the toughest guy is the one that don't say much.
Yeah.
See what I'm saying? Same shit.
It's the same thing. Yeah, the guy you don't want to fight is the one that just sits there and just says yeah. zero.
Size you up, starts doing this, cracking his knuckles, or he puts his phone in his back pocket. I've noticed these things.
Yeah.
Like, if we standing there and it's about to be a thing, I always look at the dude that's like, that sniff shit. I go, yeah. oh, when he do the...
Sniffles.
And I go, all right. And he start moving his hands to the... Okay. Because yeah. the ones that's doing all the... That's
dancing.
The one they trying to distract. I watch that yes. guy. That's the dude that's going to try to pop off.
Same goes for marriage. We want to date the chick that's quiet in the back.
In the back!
Not in... You know, I'll get my wedding when I get it.
Hey.
Just confidently knowing. Not the one that's like... I don't need anybody. I love being single. And it's like, no, you don't. Why are you yelling at me?
Yeah. You're talking at me.
Yeah, why?
That means you want me.
Oh, you love being
projecting.
Single? It doesn't sound like it.
Miss Messi wrote her own vows and even had her own special dance by herself.
Narcissism.
Yeah.
That's what that is.
Well, this is...
It's psycho narcissism.
She's missing out on the party.
Yeah.
She wanted her own vows and she wrote vows to
That's
herself.
Called chronic FOMO. That's chronic FOMO.
How horrible would be the parents at that wedding?
Yeah.
You have to go. You got to support your daughter and you're listening to her do vows about herself and you're like, ugh.
But J-Train, I will say, I don't know what's worse now. Either this or the guy that falls in love with a doll. I don't even know. This is like same
yeah.
level weird
the
shit.
Same level weird.
Yeah.
The real doll thing, when the guy falls in love with a doll... The weirdness of that is you're like, oh, he couldn't find, no one would fuck him.
Yeah.
So he.
He's fucking a doll.
He's fucking a
but
doll.
With her, nobody good enough would fuck her.
So what
yeah,
is that?
Yeah, well, there's something to that.
That's some old taking yourself too seriously shit on a level that's like super saying.
I love that she's.
Take yourself too seriously.
I love that she's like, she does fitness training. So someone was like, hey, she's training someone on Monday. And she's like, hey, how was your weekend? Well, I got married. You got married? I had no idea. Who's the lucky guy? Well, I got married to me. And now you're like, oh, fuck, I got to find a new trainer.
I
got
to find a new trainer.
That's not crazy.
Because I don't want this person spotting me at all.
Yeah.
I don't like this at all.
No.
I don't want you over me. I don't want you telling me what to do because you're out
also,
of your goddamn
Also, anyone
night.
Who would marry themselves, what do they, must think so little of everyone they train's bodies. Like, no one is as hot as them.
That's weird, man.
You got another story?
Among the congratulatory comments left on her photos are so sad, you're out of your mind, and there's something wrong with your brain.
Yeah, I like all those. Because
I feel bad that she has to hear that, but yeah.
You could even take the Jesus route. Like, oh, single women, they say, I'm married to Jesus, y'all. That's acceptable.
That's more acceptable
than this horse
shit. Like, if someone said that they were married to Jesus, I would go, good for them.
Good for, right.
I'm married to myself. Oh, my fucking God.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. I got one more. It's a little lighter. Could also be hypothetical. You familiar with the entertainer Bella Thorne? Okay.
Bella Thorne, who's that?
Bella Thorne. She's a 21-year-old, I think you call her a starlet. She was a Disney Channel star. Now she's doing movies, big on Instagram.
Okay.
That's her right there, if you can see that.
She looked fake.
Yeah, she looks like a
doll or some shit. Yeah. Like a sex doll or one of them dolls, some life size.
Bella Thorne.
Bella Thorne.
That picture is terrible.
Look her up. Okay, yeah.
She had a profile done in the LA Times. She's 21, just about how successful she is. She's in a lot of movies now, some TV, making millions. But in detail that stuck.
She has 18 million Instagram followers. She's very beautiful.
Let me see.
Red hair.
It's a little wacky, very colorful, I'd say.
All right, whatever.
Okay.
What's the thing?
Detail that stuck out to me in her $2 million LA home, she has 19 cats.
Okay.
And 19 cats.
And that's where it all, that's balance. That's balance. Yeah.
You can't take care of all those cats.
Yeah. But the thing is,
and
she's so
how
successful.
How bad does that place fucking smell?
Exactly. So you're so successful. You've been in this. You've been in that. Exactly. Because you're a cat lady. That's exactly why.
I mean, here she is. She's got a Red Sox hat on here.
Yep.
She's beautiful.
Lady. Beautiful.
But 21. How do you even get 19 cats?
Well,
Disney
her,
Channel, bruh. Fuck
nice,
the whole head up.
hippie earth vibe. She does not believe in neutering her pets, and they just kept on multiplying.
Okay.
Oh, see, this is the
cat.
No, lady. This woman, she's gonna have a long life of weird shit.
Oh yeah. Oh, this is just the start. 21.
You can't. This. I don't live in a world where I just don't believe.
Yep.
I will be open to everything. I can't be in to go. I don't believe in neutering, and then now you just live.
Yeah.
So now you're just like in a house full of cats?
Weird.
She may have been not aware of Bob Barker on The Price is Right. No,
yeah.
It's a lot of cats. 19 cats?
Here's the problem when you're a child star is that you're given the decision-making power of an adult. So then you believe in your decisions all the way.
19, that having a cat and not neutering cats.
Yeah,
that's so kid shit.
At 21... You're sitting there going, well, yeah, I pay the fucking bills. I make $1 billion a year.
And that's just a 21-year-old decision.
That's a 21-year-old decision.
That's fresh brain.
That you made because you're like, I've been right my whole life.
Yeah.
I have $1 billion and 18 million on Instagram. When have I ever been wrong? So I can't be wrong about this.
If we took an x-ray, not calling her stupid, but for this situation right here, it just seems to me that your brain isn't ripe yet. It's just very green up there.
Yes.
It's a very green-brained idea.
She'll be 30 looking at her friends being like, can you believe
exactly.
I live with 19 cats?
Yeah. It's a green brain idea.
What else did she say in her interview? Anything else?
She said she doesn't wear makeup, and they say she's on drugs, so she has to do her makeup all the time, flood up. The cat detail really stuck out to me.
The cats, on her Instagram, one of her highlights is Pussy Mine.
Oh, she also has a boyfriend and a girlfriend.
Oh, and she's poly.
Good for
this
that.
This all goes together.
Dude, good for that dude.
Yeah.
Holy
he got all
shit.
The pussy, literally.
That guy.
I'm just joking.
Talk about.
I'm just joking.
Talk about hitting the lotto.
Boyfriend is a rapper.
Girlfriend Pussy Mine is
her
song.
A YouTube star. So they have a lot of stuff going on.
They got
there.
A lot of things going on. That is a complicated twist.
Congratulations to that
There's
guy.
A lot of pet dander in that relationship.
Is that all we got?
That's it.
They better have allergies. Look at that. Thank you,
Shelby, for bringing the news. Derek Gaines, thank you for coming on.
Hey, man. J-Train, thanks for having me.
Such a pleasure. Go follow Derek on Instagram at The Great Boy. He's also on the podcast with Monroe Martin. No Need for Apologies. It comes out every Sunday. Go rate and review and subscribe their podcast. I'm Jared Freed. Shelby, thank you for bringing the news at Classic Shelb.
Thanks for having me.
Shelby, man.
At Classic Shelb on Twitter, Instagram, and Snapchat. I'm Jared Freed. We're here every Tuesday and Friday. If you're in San Francisco, we added a third show in November. Go to jaredfreed.com to get tickets because that will sell out too. Come on out. We'll be back next episode. Boom.